This is Dairy Radio Now, a rundown of the latest dairy news across America with Bill Baker.
On this Feed Forum Friday, high-quality corn silage is our topic this week with Dr. Mike Hutchins, retired longtime dairy extension specialist with the University of Illinois. And Mike, a timely topic this week.
Certainly, some parts of the United States were already chopping corn silage, and other areas will be starting that here in the next 2 to 4 weeks as our corn crop, it looks to be very early here in the Midwest. Let's talk about 6 factors we should consider when making high-quality corn silage for 2018. Number one, dry matter content. Somewhere between 32 and 38% dry matter for optimal fermentation. Some farmers will use milk line. Milk line is you take a kernel of corn and you look from the top of the kernel to the tip where it implants into the cob. One half to three quarters milk line, although dry matter is a better guideline because if it's much wetter than 32% of dry matter, then it's going to leach and we have lower starch content. And if it gets overly dry, over 38 to 40% dry matter, there'll be difficulty packing it and getting a good fermentation. Number two, length of chop, or as we call theoretical length of chop, or TLC. And Bill, this is going to depend a bit on the chopper technology you have on your farm. If you don't have a processor, we suggest a quarter to a half inch theoretical length of chop. Our challenge is to damage the seed as much as we can to expose it to be digested and to reduce sorting. If you have a traditional kernel processor, we recommend 3/4 inch theoretical length of chop. That's about 19 millimeters to get good performance. And if you have shredlage type technology, we recommend 3/4 to 1 inch theoretical length of chop. Some companies recommend 1.25 inches. Number three, kernel processing. We already alluded to it slightly in our last one, and that is all corn silage in the United States should be kernel processed. Our goal is to destroy the corn kernel. I really want that to make it available to the rumen microbes and the enzymes in the small intestine. The corn cob should be reduced to pea size or almost non-discernible, primarily to reduce sorting, and get the proper setting on the rollers, typically 1 to 3 millimeters, depending on corn silage dry matter and hardness of the kernel. Number four, we're going to be looking at packing density. And especially critical in bunkers and piles, we're trying to target something greater than 15 pounds of dry matter per cubic foot. And, of course, that will have to depend on how much tractors and packing equipment you have on your bunkers and piles. With silage bags, you're going to set the brakes on the unit as tight as possible or at an optimal level. You certainly don't want to split the bag, but we want to pack that as quick as we can. We like to see our corn silage as being very, very non-bumpy, very, very smooth surface. Upright silos, of course, packing is done with just the silage going on top of the previous silage just due to compression. Number five, no question, Bill, we need to use a research-based silage inoculant. Certainly that will increase dry matter recovery and reduce losses out there. And especially for those folks that have bunkers and piles, I would have them encourage a mold inhibitor to put in the top a couple loads of feed that are coming in or in the top foot or two of the bunker because we can't get that packed as tightly, and therefore there's always risk of dry matter losses and molding that's forming. Then finally, number six is going to be looking at a cover on the bunker and piles especially, and we want that to be an oxygen barrier plastic to reduce oxygen penetration. We then would place plastic over the top of that oxygen barrier or tarp to give it some protection in another layer of sealing there. Then most people will place half-cut tires or sand gravel bags tied together to keep these covers in place. And finally, you may want to also look at lining the bunker walls with plastic to reduce air penetration. So our take-home message, Bill, is high-quality silage is one answer to higher feed prices and improved profitability in 2018 and 19. Thanks. Have a great day.
And thank you, Mike. Have a great weekend here on this Feed Forum Friday with Dr. Mike Hutchins from the University of Illinois, retired dairy extension specialist. Switching gears, Agriculture Secretary Sonny Perdue commenting on his recent meeting with President Trump over the latest tariff talks.
I was delighted to be able to join President Trump as he hosted members of the Congress from the House and the Senate. The president described his strategy regarding tariffs and gave some updates on that regarding not only the EU and how that came about, but certainly with Mexico and hopefully near-term expectant of a deal with Mexico. Senators and the House members were very grateful about the progress that had been made and were very supportive of his continued strategy. They were also very appreciative of the package that he authorized for the temporary help for our farmers until he gets these trade deals done.
That's Agriculture Secretary Sonny Perdue. And stay with us for the latest news from the dairy industry. I'm Bill Baker, Dairy Radio Now.